This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Oddspedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hello guys and welcome to Odds on Bundesliga, last match day in the German competition, and we still have to find out if Lewandowski is gonna beat Müller's record and of course the fight to avoid relegation. So let's analyze every single game, of course with Radek Vegas and with you. Leave a comment below in the comment section and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And do not forget to click on the like button if you enjoy our videos, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get all the notifications. And now let's go on with the show. Sadly, Radek, the Bundesliga is coming to an end this weekend, but still we can play some bets. There are still some things to be decided. How are you, Radek?
Hey, Eduardo, nice to meet you again and you too in front of your screens. Let's have an awesome last game day in the Bundesliga after, yeah, very dramatic situation in the relegation.
Let's start with the champion. Bayern Munich, Augsburg here, Radek. We have to say that Lewandowski now has the same goals as Gerd Müller's, 40 goals this season in the Bundesliga, so he can break that historic record. Is also Flick's farewell from Bayern Munich, and they face Augsburg. Luckily for them, they are now safe. They beat Werder Bremen 2-0, and I guess it's going to be very difficult to find a good bet here.
Yeah, because for both teams it's just the end of the season and nobody wants to get hurt and injured during the summer, especially the national team players facing the European Championship in 1 month. And that's why I think minor players or bench players are getting chances on both sides. And yeah, the only thing we can expect are maybe a lot of goals. Maybe Lewandowski will also come in and shoot a penalty and score. And he only needs one goal to be the only one who scored more than 40 goals, because now Gerd Müller and himself have both 40 goals, which is amazing. Lewandowski only needed 28 games for that, which is insane. Just imagine how much he could have if he hadn't been injured in the game against Andorra. And so now last chance for him to get more than 40 goals. And I think this is realistic. On the other hand, I don't think Bayern is the huge favorite here, as we saw in the past. They always gave away a lot of points to their smaller brother Augsburg, which is about 50 to 100 kilometers or miles away from Munich. And I like the Asian handicap plus 2.5 on Augsburg, which gives us odds of 2.0, but I won't bet on this because both teams don't have the huge motivation to win this game. But I can imagine that there will be a lot of goals. Let's have a look at the goals. Over 4 goals, 1.82, no considering about this bad odds. And yeah, so just enjoy this game and watching Robert Lewandowski scoring again, and then season over for both. And yeah, lucky for Augsburg that they won this very important game against Werder Bremen, and it seems it was the right decision to change their coach 3 game days before end of the season from Heiko Herrlich to Markus Weinzierl. And yeah, now they are really safe. Would have been very much more trouble if they didn't win against Bremen. But yeah, let's go to the more important games.
Yeah, let's go the next one. Dortmund-Leverkusen. This is not really important also for the table. Dortmund qualified for the Champions League. Maybe 1 month ago, no one could have believed it. We were talking about where Haaland could go if Dortmund won't play Champions League, but they beat Mainz 1-3 after their cup victory against Leipzig. So very good end of the season for Terchismen. And they played Leverkusen, another bad season, I would say, Radek, for them. They will finish sixth, so they will go again to the Europa League. And this is a team that they were supposed to fight for the Champions League spot. Their last two games were two draws. Here, odds for Dortmund 1.75.
Yeah, same situation. Both are on their spot. Maybe Dortmund is fighting for spot 3 or 4. That means a little bit more motivation for Dortmund after winning the cup game, after winning about 6 or 7 games in a row in the Bundesliga. And on the other hand, we have Leverkusen without any chance to be fifth, without any risk to get to spot 7. So finish season for Leverkusen after they sold their best players within the last 2 years, with Julian Brandt to Dortmund and Kai Havertz to Chelsea and Volland to Monaco. So they lost a huge quality and still are among the best 6 teams in the Bundesliga. And I think not many expected them to be behind Wolfsburg and Frankfurt. Like last year, they were competing for the Champions League spots against Gladbach. Leverkusen as well as Gladbach made a really bad season, and yeah, so place 6 is the best what Leverkusen was able to do. Good thing for them, they only conceded 36 goals. This is after Leipzig and Wolfsburg, the third best defense. And yeah, they changed their coach from Bosch to Hannes Wolf, which is a good one. After Hannes Wolf took over, they saved their Europa League spot. And so yeah, I don't see Dortmund as a clear winner here. The odds of 1.7 are kind of attractive. I think Dortmund is close to win this game, about 2-1 or something like that. But I won't bet on this 1.7 odds on Borussia Dortmund. If you just say the names Borussia Dortmund, Bayer Leverkusen, you would expect a lot of goals. But here also the bookmakers do. And if you get bad odds on over 3.5, like 1.98, this is too low. And another no bet after talking a lot to this game.
Well, if someone fancies that 1.7 for Borussia Dortmund can be, let's say, our option here. Borussia Dortmund, they will finish in the top 4 because Eintracht, they lost their last game as well. Eintracht now, they are facing Freiburg, a shame for them because they were really good in this second part of the season, but their last 5 games, only 1 victory. Even they lost against Schalke, that no one does that. André Silva, we have to highlight his name. He scored again 2 goals, 27 goals, more than Haaland. Is the second top scorer in the Bundesliga. And Freiburg, they drew against Bayern Munich in their last game. Good season, I would say, for them. They are in the middle of the table. Difficult, I guess, also to place a bet because Eintracht is not a reliable team, as we saw in the recent games.
Yeah, and that's why I'm very sorry for Frankfurt, because they have such a great fan audience and such a great club, but they made their own problems with leaving manager Bobic to Hertha and leaving coach Adi Hütter to Gladbach, and that made them very, very nervous. And since Hütter announced that he will leave Gladbach, Frankfurt, they didn't win a lot, and they were 7 points behind Borussia, in front of Borussia Dortmund after they won against Dortmund. And Dortmund came back, and Frankfurt was too nervous, and Yeah, they throw away their brilliant season with two or three really unnecessary losses against Mainz and Schalke, where they didn't point full. And yeah, that is really sad. And yeah, you said Silva, and it is a kind of strategy of Frankfurt buying players for less money and selling them for huge money, as we saw with Jovic, Rebic, Aller, and everyone who makes a good season in Frankfurt is living for about 50 millions. And I think Silva will also leave this club after Bobic and Hütter left the club, and a lot of other players will leave the club also. That is very sad, because Frankfurt had this a great situation with Hütter, they and Kovac before, who went to Bayern Munich. They made a great job years in the last 3-4 years, and now it seems it's all, everything getting down again. And in this game, it doesn't matter what they are playing. They will win maybe against Freiburg, who has nothing to do in this season, and Frankfurt, yeah, with 57 points, they can't leave their fifth spot, so they're safe in the Europa League. And so, yeah, lame game to bet on, because odds on Frankfurt are 2.1. That is not brilliant for a team who lost against Schalke last game day. And on the other hand, we have Freiburg. We thought they have still nothing to compete for, but they made a point against Bayern Munich. So everything leads to a surprise here for Freiburg. But on the other hand, why should they win here? So a clear draw in my eyes. We get odds of 4.3. We have only to risk 1/4 of a unit. And this is the only bet I see here, because yeah, both teams are kind of unpredictable.
And a very important game, Radek, is the next one. Cologne, Schalke, the worst two teams in the Bundesliga so far. But Cologne, they still have a chance to stay in Bundesliga. They must win and hope that either Werder Bremen or Arminia Bielefeld don't win. Their last game was a draw against Hertha after that defeat 4-1 against Freiburg. I'm talking about Cologne and Schalke. We mentioned how they beat Frankfurt, but the odds are ridiculously low for Cologne, 1.39. Of course, the bookies know that this is a must-win game for Cologne.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, we have a team like Schalke scored 4 goals against Frankfurt in a game where Frankfurt had to win, and now Cologne has to win. And which team is better, Cologne or Frankfurt? I don't know. And I think the odds on Cologne are horrible wrong and horrible bad. And on the other hand, yeah, why should Schalke now play against Cologne like they have nothing to lose, because they have yeah, nothing to win here? And this is a very, very horrible situation for Cologne. I think the pressure is unbelievably high, and their change